Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you on a Tuesday morning following a Chiefs Monday Night Football game. TJ coming to us from Kansas City, spent the evening there at Arrowhead Stadium with the Kansas City Chiefs. More on the Chiefs in this hour. We can mention and touch on that 18-inning World Series marathon last night. Want to talk about this LSU coaching situation because we just didn't have time yesterday. KU loses a big-time football recruit. We got a lot of stuff to get to in this hour. We'll do it all. It's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. We can finish up a little bit on thoughts on Chiefs. Always your comments welcome on any of your takeaways from last night's game. You can give those to us either at 869-1240. Max has the phone lines manned, or Facebook, YouTube, and X is where we can take those video comments that we can put right out over the air. The Mahomes first touchdown bet. My bet this year, and it has been good, is to take a quarterback or a tight end in primetime games, and it has hit a whole bunch this year. It's been very good to me. And I use, there's an ESPN bet one on those primetime games that'll give you like half back if you lose. So some of those have been like bigger bets. I did hedge last night with Kareem Hunt. And he was at 15-1 was the reason I hedged there.
Was that a pregame hedge?
Yeah,
or was that
a
mid-drive hedge?
No. It was a pregame hedge. So I've been because of the trends to the quarterbacks and tight ends. So I'll take my big bet, and that was Mahomes, like the one that I'm like, okay, this was, and those are the ones that have been hitting. But sometimes I'm like, you know what? And I don't even remember if I did it with Kelsey because his odds were so low. But I did it with Mariota, and I did it with Ertz, and then I was looking through before the game, and I'm like, man, Kareem Hunt's a 15-1. That was the hedge to Mahomes, because if they get it down close, right, they don't quarterback sneak it. Back to the point at hand. Mahomes was the big bet. Mahomes was the call. And Rice goes in but doesn't go in. And immediately I'm like, oh, man. And you text me and a bunch of people text me. I'm like, here we go. Like, it's lining up. And I'm like, wait a minute. They don't ever sneak Mahomes. Like, I don't think they've sneaked Mahomes since the knee injury.
It was going to have to be the
rollout.
The option play that they've been going with Mahomes.
Which they do, right? I know. That's been a play
for them. Which is, by the way, it's hilarious that they let Patrick Mahomes run a play action option, but not sneak.
Well, because they don't want him in that pile of bodies. I know, I get
but
it.
But it's just funny. It's funny they use him like that.
He lines up in shotgun. And I'm like, okay, here's the read option. Like, this is it. This is going to be the choice. And it ended up being to Kareem Hunt. But when Rice, because there was, this has happened a couple of times on the first touchdown bets have become like my favorite bet, by the way, on games where you're just watching one game. I don't like it for red zone or whatever, but there was the one where Kelsey had the touchdown and they threw a flag. And that was an emotional roller coaster. Because they eventually pick up the flag and give Kelsey the touchdown. And there was one of the other ones, too, where it was like, oh, no, it's not going to count. And then it ends up counting. Gadsden was the hit last week on Thursday Night Football. There was a Caleb Williams one that I had. There was a Bo Nix one that I had. There was a Kelsey one, I think, was the Jaguars game where Kelsey had it. Like, all of these have hit this year. So I've been, you know, religious about making those bets. And I thought we were going to get another one last night. Man, it was so close. It was setting up for it perfectly.
Yeah, speaking of that, one of the media people that we're friends with up here was talking to me after the game, and they were going nuts whenever Rashee Rice scored that last touchdown. I was like, what was that about? She's like, I had one leg left in my parlay, and I needed a Rashee Rice touchdown to make like $400-$500. And it was an inch away. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
That's excruciating. That was a good money-making game. Unless you were betting pieces of the Commanders, because they were a little janky. But if you were going with the Chiefs go tos, that was a pretty good money making game. And it brings up a point with Chiefs games kind of the rest of the way. I do think that is sort of the formula. I don't really trust ever taking the rushing props for the Chiefs, other than maybe Mahomes. But if like Rice to get to 60-ish yards, Worthy and Kelsey to get to 40-ish yards, and Mahomes to get over 250. You can usually get it. Like, just that combination of things will usually take you pretty good odds. And it paid last night. I had it. Last night's exactly what I had. And it did. It paid. So, as we're talking about football and kind of blending it in with the gambling just for some fun, from the football perspective, I do think that is sort of the blueprint for the Chiefs last night. I think it's eventually, if not already, going to skew heavily to Kelsey, to Rice, and to Worthy. More heavily to Rice, and maybe sometimes Kelsey, like we saw last night. We'll see about that, but definitely more heavy to Rice. Worthy has become a little gadgety to me, which is okay because it fits his skill set, and we know he can be more than that. It's what happens with these other guys, and that'll get interesting, but I think the Chiefs would like to feature those three guys primarily throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, it's interesting of what they're going to turn into. I think that the one of the biggest things about the wide receiver depth that we've been talking about is that the fact that they haven't used Xavier Worthy as a primary target, which they don't have to, as you said. It makes me feel like they're going to build one up in 1 week. As we said, they're putting more attention on Rashee Rice, which is freeing up Travis Kelce more. You'd think that, one time they may just pull something out and it's like, all right, 13 targets to Xavier Worthy this week, like funnel balls to him, put up a script to go deep and then have him run gadget routes. And just to have that in your back pocket of a guy that has shown that he can be a number one wide receiver, I think that they'll utilize that. I think that they're creative and they'll look for ways to do that.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I think it will. And again, the shots are probably coming for Hollywood. He may become more of that a little bit, kind of a shot play guy, which is okay. And the other thing that all of it creates is depth. If they can withstand guys getting nicked up this way, sort of like they did on the offensive line last night, all of these resources they've spent at wide receiver and on the line over the years that have never come to fruition are now all at fruition at the same time. Now we'll see if it lasts, but at the moment, that's what we have. And that's why I've been a big advocate of the Chiefs being the best team right now, because I just don't know how you're going to stop their offense. And I did not give the defense enough credit, and they just continue to be very, very good. And we'll see if that continues against Josh Allen and the Bills. But even if it doesn't, I think they can outscore anybody. I think they're the best offense in football for sure, if not the best team. And here we go.
I know we just talked about this, but like you don't want it to be a shootout, because then that means your defense isn't playing well. But would you, an Allen Mahomes shootout would be awesome. Like we haven't seen.
It's
like,
always awesome.
We haven't awesome seen. We haven't seen the true shootout since like the 13-second game between those two. Like it would just be must watch TV, which it will be anyways.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. It'll be fantastic. It always is. It never disappoints. Has it ever disappointed? I don't think it has.
I don't think so.
It's always incredible. Every single time we get the, you know, the benefit of being able to see these two teams play each other. It is fantastic every single time. And I can't wait to see it again. I can't wait. It's been fun, and it will be. And we'll have much more on that game throughout the week as well. Hey, thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. All this rain, I don't think we've seen the sun in about 5 days now, but it's coming throughout the rest of maybe this week after today. And then next week looks fantastic. I saw Ross and the Storm Team 12 crew throw up that 10-day yesterday, and I'm like, ooh, there's some good golf weather in this 10-day forecast. Crestview Country Club has 36 holes. Never hard to find a tee time out of Crestview. So give them a call. Ask them about all the different memberships they have. All kinds of activities and things happening as well besides the golf. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. We appreciate their support. Also want to say thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee. It is a coffee morning after a World Series game last night, TJ, that goes, 18 innings. It was a back and forth game. That series has been entertaining for sure. But you get two home runs from Shohei Ohtani in the game. I mean, you get everything you want in these games. Like that was high drama, just intense, awesome postseason baseball as Freddie Freeman walks it off in the bottom of the 18th. Just an unbelievable game that you hope doesn't annihilate any momentum or energy that the Blue Jays have. But wow, that's incredible.
I'm gonna have to like DVR and go back and watch this one, because I feel like I have FOMO this morning that I didn't watch the game last night. But there's no way I could have made it.
There's no way, like almost nobody outside of the West Coast.
I wonder how many people listening to us right now watched the 18th inning last night. Like, what percentage of the listeners do you think? Less than 10.
Yes.
Yeah. There's going to be some sickos out there, but there's no way.
There was a time in my life where I could have been one of those.
I agree. If it was a team that I cared about, then I'd have been up till 3 a.m.
Yeah, I know. If it was the Royals, if it was the Rangers, I'd have been there for sure. I'm sure that a lot of West Coast folk, because even if it was around 2 a.m., you're just talking about midnight there on the West Coast. So that's not too bad. But
yeah, the best. I'll tell you when we get back on the other side. It's a good story.
Okay, good story there. We're going to talk about the Les Miles, not Les Miles, Les Brian Miles. Kelly, Brian Kelly situation there at LSU when we return on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You can tune in tonight at 6 here on KFH for Chiefs Talk. Just one day after Monday Night Football, a win over the Commanders. It's a Chiefs Kingdom show on 97.5, 1240 KFH. Listen online at kfhradio.com. Or download the free Odyssey app and search for KFH. All right, TJ, take us on story time. You promised a good story before the break. Don't disappoint us.
I mean, I don't know if it was that good, actually, but it was on brand with the World Series. Last night with the Monday Night Football, they bring out the whole crew, and so they had everybody there with actually, I have a Brian Kelly story from this as well. Okay. But the whole crew was out there, and it was like 11:30 or something like that, and I finished up my stuff and I was like, I'm just gonna go watch the end of Scott Van Pelt and Stanford Steve here, just, you know, shoot the crap up on the desk and everything like that. And I walk over there and I'm sitting there for 30 seconds and there's not a single soul in the stands at that point or anything, and they're closing up the show, and people saw it on TV last night, but he's like we're here, we're live at Arrowhead Stadium. There's not a soul watching this show right now. Our own crew is over here watching the 12th inning of the World Series. Not a single person is watching ESPN right now. On the other side of it as well, since we're going to make this segue to Brian Kelly, our friend Dylan Domingue from KWCH, mm-hmm. from Louisiana, covered LSU, got tickets to this game to go watch Jaden Daniels, wore an LSU shirt just kind of as a comedic relief type of thing, and people kept talking to him about Brian Kelly all day long. And then Ryan Clark walks past, and he's sitting there in the front row, and he said, Ryan Clark, LSU. And he said, man, we need a coach.
They do now because they fired theirs, which is a great segue into this. Good for Dylan Domingue for staying true to that. And he'd been talking about that for a long time. Our lead investigator there at 12 News. Oh, man, what are we doing here, TJ? We're going to wring our hands and cry about NIL and players getting paid. And we are going to pay Brian Kelly $50 million to not coach. It is the most idiotic and upside down thing that these schools do. And I'm not going to fault Brian Kelly for it. He's like, I don't know. If you fire me, you got to pay me $50 million. Okay. We sit here and we talk about the troubles and the challenges of players getting any piece of anything for the first time ever. And we're just going to gloss over the fact that the coaching situation, these guys are paid insane amounts of money. And it's okay because they generate insane amounts of money for the university, as do the players, by the way. Brian Kelly or Ed Orgeron have less to do with an LSU national championship than Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Now, they had to get them to come play there, but those guys are the reason that they won the title. And, you know, for a long time, they got no piece of the pie. And now we just can't stand or handle the fact that they get any piece of the pie or that they might leave and go somewhere else, which is what's going to happen now with the next LSU coach. They are going to leave and go somewhere else. So the double standard is all I've always thought was funny. And then just like the LSU and Brian Kelly's time there, and this year, you know, in his 3 years prior to this year, 10 wins, 9 wins. He was 29-11 there in 3 years. Right after Ed Orgeron won his national title and then won 5 and 6 games and was fired. Brian Kelly was twice as successful in the years following his predecessor, and that wasn't enough. So the question becomes then, of course, well, what is enough, right? What is enough? If 10-10-9 wins are not enough, what is enough? If the only standard is national championships, and that's what SEC teams, especially like LSU, will tell you, like, oh, it's all about the national championships, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. If that's the case, then why in the hell are you signing buyouts of $50 million? Because no coach in America, Nick Saban is the great one for a reason. Nobody wins it every year in college. Nobody does. And so if that's the standard and you know you're just going to fire these guys, why would you ever sign that kind of buyout?
I agree. There was a national piece on CBS Sports I saw the other day, I believe it was CBS Sports, that, you know, wrote about the LSU athletic director because he's, involved with the two of the largest buyouts in college sports history because they fired two coaches and had to pay those giant buyouts. I mean, it's reckless, you know, and it's just the state of college athletics is that these coaches know that, like, good for them and their agents for knowing that, like, hey, like, we know that people get fired like hotcakes in this business and capitalizing on that. It's like, you want us that bad? Like, you're going to have to pay us $50 million if you want us to get out of here. Like, and the schools just keep doing, like, there's got to be a shift in the tide from these athletic directors, especially nowadays that you're saying that, you know, that's the revenue that you're paying players with. Like, it's not NIL money anymore. Like, that's the school's money that you're paying with to get these players there. And you just lost $50 million of that money to get a guy to not work anymore. Like, there's that part of it. It's twofold because the other part of it is just the delusional-ish-ism, whatever the word is there, of what college fan bases have become and what athletic directors have become. The fact that KU loses the Sunflower Showdown, and there's legitimately people on Twitter that want Lance Leipold fired. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
I mean, it's absurd. It is absolutely absurd.
And they act like it fixes every problem. Like, it makes everything worse, typically.
It doesn't fix... Rarely fixes a problem, by the way. Almost never does. Because you... Especially in some... sometimes it does. We shouldn't say never. But rarely. Like, do you get it right like that? James Franklin took over for Bill O'Brien. And it took a minute, but you know, he had a couple of years, but you got to remember where that program was right after the Joe Paterno stuff. And, you know, Bill O'Brien comes in and actually does a pretty good job and everything's good. And then Franklin takes over. O'Brien goes to the NFL. And I don't remember all that exact sequence of events, but Franklin, you know, he's about 500 through a couple of years. Then all of a sudden it's like, boom, 11 wins, 9 wins, 11 wins. Has a couple more years to rebuild. 11, 10, and 13 wins last year, including a trip to the CFP semifinal. And then he's fired this year because they don't get out to a good start. And I just, like, I am floored that you know, and James Franklin's been around there for a long time. And what is LSU just going to go hire James Franklin? Like what are we doing here? Like, these college expectations are so stupid. And they're going to get worse now because the expectation is you ought to be paying all the best players, but it doesn't make any sense. Like, none of it makes any sense. You have to have some patience here, and these schools that don't have patience are going to be in this cycle. I don't know where all this money is going to come from. LSU now has to add a $50 million buyout on top of the money they – now, the salary cap will help them. But we're going to find out real quick that salary cap, it's a cute idea, and then everyone's just going to get lapped in the NIL space. And that'll come back and blow back on LSU. And why in the world would you fire a coach who's won 10, 10, and 9 games? Now, there are lots of reasons to fire a coach. It's not only because of the wins. Brian Kelly has been an awkward fit down there his entire time from the, you know, family, fake accent stuff that Jim Rome likes to bring up all the time, to the awkward videos with recruits in the locker room, like all of that. It's always been an awkward fit for Brian Kelly at LSU. It was always going to be an awkward fit for Brian Kelly at LSU. That dude's from, you know, the part of the country he's from, and it ain't Louisiana or anywhere near it. And so you knew that when you hired him. You signed the $50 million buyout. Like, are you, like, what's the danger of letting him coach a few more years and winning 9 and 10 games a year?
That's the thing. Like, they act like it's just like, it's one thing whenever you fire a coach because they're terrible. Like, and that's sure. That's some, like, you can make arguments. If you're winning 3 or 4 games, like Mike Gundy probably had it coming the way that the Oklahoma State Cowboys have been playing.
Sure.
But that's like, you were like a top 20 team in the country. Like, what's to say that you couldn't just do that again? Like, it's just lightning in a bottle. That's the thing in college sports too. It's not like it's, you know, it's not the NFL. It's not like you have the Chiefs roster every single year and you should be winning Super Bowls with that roster. And if you're not, then you're not. Like, the team isn't going to be there next year. Like, it's going to be different players on the team probably. Like, like Garrett Nussmeier won't be playing quarterback. It'll be a different LSU team. And there's going to bring in a new coach and do that. Like, who's to say that they couldn't get lightning in a bottle and have a Heisman contender quarterback, and then boom, they're in the semifinals next year with Brian Kelly? Because as you said, the coaches don't matter as much as the players do. And like, everybody acts like whenever anybody plays bad, you got to go fire a coach.
It's stupid. It's stupid. It's always been stupid. It always will be stupid. And now we'll continue to hear people, you know, complain about the players. They're not people here. People here, you know, don't have that same standard, but we have, you know, you've heard this chatter around Leipold. Leipold's in no danger, by the way.
No, that's what I told people too about K-State earlier this year, is that they're like, we got to get Klieman out of here. Like, we've reached the ceiling and all this. I was like, guys, like, Klieman will literally have to go 0-12 this year to get fired. Like, there's no chance that that's going to happen. Like, it will literally take being the worst team in the entire Big 12.
And it's one of those things too, where like, what do you think you're going to accomplish if you go that route? Like, at what point is winning 8 games every year, and they may not this year, and it will be a disappointing year potentially if they don't do what they need to do down the stretch here. But how many of those disappointing years have you had now? Maybe 2. This would make 2, where you're most years you're competing for a Big 12 title. You're still doing very well in the recruiting world. Like, I guess you always have to just think about, like, okay, and I say this all the time, whether it's basketball, football, okay, you're going to fire him. Who are you going to bring in? Who are you replacing him with?
That's the thing. Like, that's especially with our locals, to localize this even farther, is the fact of, like, Chris Klieman is the second greatest coach in K-State football history from the depths that they've come from. Leipold, center third? Like, I mean, he's up there with, you know, Mangino in those years as well. So it's like, who, like, at that point, you're going to throw a dart and hope that that guy was as good as Leipold was. To throw a dart and hope that guy was as good as Chris Klieman was. And that's what LSU is about to do. Like, they're about to throw a dart and hope that they can be a top four team in the country in week six of a season and have a chance to get in the CFP. And James Franklin, you're going to fire James Franklin and hope that you can get a coach that could take you to the CFP semifinals. Oh, hey, your coach did that last year.
I hear you. And
it's the argument where, like, if they were coachless and James Franklin was sitting there and you didn't know who James Franklin was and you saw his resume at Penn State would be like, oh, hell yeah, here's $200 million. You know, like,
it's
delusional.
It's delusional. That is correct. It is delusional. Unless you know you're bringing in Nick Saban, who are you hiring?
I don't know.
LSU. Like,
Every open, there was a five
Lane
open spots,
Kiffin,
right now.
You're paying $50 million and firing Brian Kelly to go hire Lane Kiffin.
Everybody and their brother thinks they're hiring Lane Kiffin next year. I saw the joke.
But
yesterday.
Are you fired up about that? If you're an LSU fan, I mean, honestly, are you?
Nope.
Of course,
the
you're
only
not.
Coach. I think the only coach out there that would be a fresh name that would get people excited is Kurt Cignetti. But there is no way he's leaving Indiana after the contract he just signed.
Didn't he just sign an $11 million a year contract?
He got like a $90 million guaranteed buyout. Like, it would be an absurd buyout if he left.
Well, it's not even just the buyout, and it's a buyout Indiana can't pay. But, like, it's more about he's at a place where he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
He is at a place where he has resurrected a program. He's at a place where they will adore him and revere him for the rest of time. He'd be crazy to leave. Now, that can always wear it out. Bill Snyder, it only took, what, 30 years by the end where people are like, ah, but look at Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. Like, why on earth would you ever leave those kinds of jobs if you were a college football coach? Why would you go to one of these place full of insane people where 10 wins a year isn't good enough? Texas did this with Mack Brown, and it took them probably until now to recover from that. So what are we talking about? 20 years? And they might do it again with Sarkisian. So much so that he's got people telling the NFL, like, hey, man, I'm interested, because he knows, like, it's not worth it. It's not worth busting your tail 365 days a year as you have to as a college coach, only to get fired for winning 10 games. Like, nope, I'm out. See ya. I'll go to the NFL, where if I'm 500 and I can take the summer off.
Literally, if you're the Titans coach and you win 7 games, it's like, oh, hell yeah, that's great.
That's great for a couple of years. Now, you might get fired after a year or two, but you've been paid well and you got summers off. You got to go scout. You got to go, you know, get ready for the draft and the combine and stuff. But that the requirements of an NFL coach. And it is higher level, and I understand all that. But I've said this forever. Why would you ever choose to coach college over the NFL? Why would you ever choose that? Now, that's at the highest levels, right? That's what we're talking about with Brian Kelly or something. Brian Kelly is an interesting name for the NFL, I've always thought, too. So he is a good coach. He's a weird dude, but he's a good coach. And Sark's going to leave. Like, I just... You're going to go through all this if you're LSU and you're going to hire Lane Kiffin. Good for you. Good luck. Right? Like, that's just so stupid. It's an SEC thing to do. It is a retread. It's like, what are we doing?
It's insane. Like, just to like put that in the shoes, which we've seen a little bit in the pro ranks, but like put that in the shoes of like a professional organization. Like, it's like, oh, well, the whatever. Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl last year to the Eagles and got embarrassed. We got to get Andy Reid out of there. You know, like, it's nuts.
Over the last 3 years, Brian Kelly has won 29 games in 22, 23, and 24. 29 games. And Lane Kiffin, guess how many he's won in 22, 23, and 24 at Ole Miss?
How many did Kelly have?
29.
Lane Kiffin has had 31.
29. They play in the same conference and play all the same people. They've done the exact same thing before this year. And here we go. Good luck. Good luck. That's the thing about, again, when you fire Brian Kelly, who are you going to hire? If the answer is not Nick Saban, it is the incorrect answer.
I don't think Nick Saban's coming back.
Well, I don't either. Maybe the salary cap enticed him. Maybe he doesn't maybe he misses it. I don't know. He obviously has had time there. But you want to talk about a legacy at Alabama that kind of goes real weird real fast, go to LSU? No, I don't think he's going there either. I've seen Dabo Sweeney's name. I'm like, no, what? No. What is that?
That's the thing, too, about this coaching cycle is that all the names that the Leipolds and the Matt Campbells and the Climens and everybody that's gotten floated around, they're not getting floated around anymore because, they've all kind of had, more down years. They're not.
It's harder. It's never been harder. It's never been more even than it is right now with players getting paid. Said that from the beginning when all of this started. TJ, another piece of news that we got to get in here today as we're talking college football is JJ Dunnigan Jr.'s decision yesterday. This one stings, I know, a little especially for you, but that's a bummer, man. Did not see that coming.
Yeah, it's interesting. He would be one of the, big time recruits and that KU's gotten in a while, a Kansas kid to get him from Manhattan. I think he's currently a four-star safety, I think, is what he's listed as on 247. Number two player in the state of Kansas, committed to KU back in January. So it's been 10 months, and he was all gung-ho about going to KU and getting to build a legacy at KU, and they were going to let him play both sides of the ball and everything like that. And then this year he's played awesome. And, I know he was injured for a while. He came back last week. He had 5 touchdowns in a game a week ago. And now it feels like the recruiting is amping up. I know that some people in the ACC have been calling apparently and got some more visits scheduled. And then yesterday after the Sunflower, he was in Lawrence for the Sunflower Showdown, decommits. And then just like that, KU loses their top prospect for the class 2026. So
where do you think that comes from at this point? I mean, we saw this same thing initially with a guy. We see it all the time. We saw Dylan Edwards do it. Where do you think it comes from though now? Because it's a different world than when Dylan Edwards did it.
It's still a lot of the same, it's the flip season culture that these coaches, and I don't blame the kids, honestly. It's same thing that happened to Dylan. Dylan committed to K-State and then got an offer from Notre Dame 2 weeks later. And the coaches don't care. The coaches understand that this is when you sign, this is the deadline that we've got. And they'll sit, we saw it with Lincoln Cure. He committed in July and then up until that deadline in November. I mean, it was a full on down to the buzzer type of thing.
Blitz from Oregon, right?
Yeah, and so I mean, it happens all the time, and that's what's happening here. I think that he was committed to KU, and I think he's played better, and I think that these schools come in and see that he's bigger and better than he was a year ago, and say hey man, we've got this check right here that we can cut you that KU is not going to cut you, and then it puts KU in the spot of how bad do you want to keep me, and then it's that's just the problem culture of not having, contracts that people sign. And I don't think you can enforce that for kids that aren't in college yet, it's interesting.
Well, until you put them under contract, right? What is a kid?
Yeah, but I don't think you can put a 17-year-old under contract that's not actually at the school yet, And so I think that's the hard part of that is that you commit and you're promised money. And, sometimes you don't get that money. I don't think that was the case, but this was going to be, but I think it's the fact that you're promised money and you have the dollar sign in front of you. And then somebody else can just come in and say, actually, we're going to give you this much. And then you could just turn around and KU and say, yeah, I don't want to come unless you give me this much now. And I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's just the problem with the flip culture that college recruiting has now.
I mean, of course, we have the loss to K-State, which makes that sting and makes you wonder if that had anything to do with it. I doubt it.
I don't think it helped, but I think that it was probably it was probably 98% of other schools starting to call.
Yeah, it's and there's also a part of it, and OKU fans don't want to hear this, but it's the truth. There's also a part of it where this is what it's like to be in the mix for big time players now. Like this is a part of the game. This is a part of the process. We saw it with, you brought up Lincoln Cure, Dylan Edwards. K-State's been in this boat lots of times, and you just have, you got to be ready to come back to the table. Like these days are done. Like it's a different world when you get up to the prospects of this tier. I hope at some point we just don't have soft commitments anymore.
I know. Right? That's the easiest thing that you think about is the fact that it truly used to be National Signing Day was when you picked. And now, which there's no way to enforce this either because it's a verbal commitment. Like, and that's right. What it is. It's a verbal commitment.
It has to be the time you would like sign a contract. All of this gets solved with work contracts. I mean, it really does. Like you sign your contract and you're hooked. Like you're,
I mean, it's the same thing that, you know, any, you know, you and me could do, you know, go get a job interview and say, you know, this is good. I think I'm going to go ahead and take this whenever it gets offered. And then, you know, somebody else calls and it's like, well, I know I said that, but I never signed anything. And like, that's the same thing that's happened.
I've had a real estate transaction where were ready. We had a contingency on, all we had to do is sell our house. So we put our, whatever they're called, it's been a long time now, that we commit to buying this house. With that contingency, they accept it. We go, we put our house on the market. It sells in like 20 minutes. This was a decade ago. And we're like, all right, we're good. Like that didn't take long. It literally sold. The first people that came, they bought the house and they were good and everything was good. And it was like, all right, there we are. And we go to call the people we were buying the house from. And we're like, hey, great news. We already got it sold. So we're all good. And they're like, well, we actually didn't sign that. And we got another offer that we like more. We're homeless. We just sold our house.
Yeah.
And they were willing to do that. I don't know how often. You probably haven't seen me angry often, TJ. I try not to be. I was hot. I was like legitimately.
I could imagine.
I was ready to go knock on their door. And I had to get talked off of that from my wife. She was like, don't do that. That won't end well. And I'm like, no, I'm going to their house right now. I'm going to go knock on their door and tell them what I think. And she was like, don't do that. That's not going to be a good thing.
Anyways, back to football. That's just the problem though. I mean, if you could find a way to enforce that, but you can't, but that's
you can too. You can put them under contract.
Yeah,
you
but
can
not
say, once you sign this, you have to buy it out if you
it's
leave.
True. I mean, I think that there could be a thing. This is like, if you want to come here, like we need you to sign this. Like we don't do the soft commitment. Like we want you to come here, which is kind of problematic because, you know, these are high school kids and, you know,
you're paying them though at that point.
That's the same thing that you say of the fact of like, well, who could tell a, you know, engineering student they couldn't transfer schools? Like who could tell a 17 year old?
Well, if they had like a work and research contract with the school that they were going to, right? If it was some kind of a arrangement like that, if you're an engineering student and you had access to all their technology and all of these things, you'd say sign this contract. If you leave here, you have to pay us X amount of dollars or you have to not take an you have a contract right now, TJ, that says if you were to break it, you could not go work at another station in the market.
That's true.
It's what it says. Yep. I mean, we do it all the time. And, you know, like the difference is you're getting compensated an amount of money that is agreed to by both parties. And that, I mean, it is the answer to all of this, but there's a lot of things that come with that. They would almost, you know, there almost certainly would be a union that would work to make those contracts a little more, employee driven than, you know, the ones that you and I probably sign in the media world, which are not at all, but it's the only thing I can think of when we come up with all of these problems, quote unquote problems, all of these issues, let's call them that trouble administrators and me too. I don't like it either. Like, trust me, I don't like it. Whether it's the right or wrong thing to do and me liking it are two different things. And so until you go down that road though, like what are you going to do? Oh, you gave us your word. Yeah. They gave Les Miles their word that they were going to leave him employed for X number of years too. Like it doesn't mean anything. Unfortunately it should, but it doesn't.
Yeah, that's just the problem of it, though, and you know, that's just As you said, that's just kind of the game you play in the high school recruiting world, and even in the transfer portal world. This happens all the time, and you know it's the first and foremost season that the whenever the notes app gets taken out, that's just when it starts to come down. So it's tough, but the good news is they still do have, you know, whatever it is, six of the nine top prospects in the state of Kansas are still coming. They still have Hunter Higgins from May South, who immediately, when this news broke, tweeted out a picture of him in a KU jersey about, like, I'm coming to KU, which is kind of awesome. So it's still a good recruiting class. They lose the big fish, but the cycle's still not over. I mean, signing day's still not for another, I don't even know, like 7 months.
I said it before, KU fans don't want to hear this right now, but getting burned by a top prospect is better than never even being in the conversation for a top prospect.
It's true.
It is. I don't know what pushed him over the edge. It was probably money. Now, I don't know that kid at all. I shouldn't even say that, but you know, probably usually that's what happens, and that's okay too. Like, I don't mind that. Like, you have a limited window to be compensated as a football player, far more limited with a higher injury of risk than any other sport. I always try to put myself in the shoes of a parent or an advisor of a young person. And if you were committed, and we'll make up numbers to X school for, you know, $50,000, and another school comes and they say, okay, that sounds great, we'll give you $800,000. You haven't signed anything. What would you advise the kid to do?
I don't know. It's
you want to say, we all want to say, we would say, no, you made a commitment, you stick to it.
Yeah.
And then reality sets in and it's like, you'll never see that much money again in your life.
I know.
Who knows, like, how this goes for you as a college athlete?
That's the transfer portal argument right now that, you know, everybody brings up. Like, I asked this hypothetical just for fun to a bunch of people. It was just like, okay, like, you grew up a KU, like, you grew up a Wichita State fan, die hard, season tickets, all the nine yards and everything like that. Then you're a Wichita State basketball player. You go there your freshman year and you average 20 points per game and you're making $50,000. And then, you know, next thing you know, here's Baylor with like 300 grand. It's like, What number is it that could sway you away? And it's like, I mean, as a 19-year-old kid who probably isn't going to make the NBA, I am taking $300,000.
Well, circumstances matter too. Like, maybe it doesn't matter as much to Arch Manning because he doesn't need the money. And that's easy for me to say. But like, that matters in a lot of situations too. What are you doing? Who are you trying to take care of in your family? Like, at what point, like, it's a messy situation, and I don't know, other than, again, contracting it out, whatever is going to change it. But it is a bummer for KU today. J.J. Dunnigan there. Was he their top recruit?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Their top recruit in the class is out. He is no longer going to KU. I don't even think he made the you know, the standard, and they're still in the mix thing.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Usually that's like the olive branch, but you know, I'm leaving it open for a return. I don't think that even happened.
Yeah.
So it's done. But I see Colorado and Miami.
Yeah, those are the two big players. Georgia Tech's another big player in it as well that are all calling. So Miami's. I think Miami's been on him for a long time, and he's basically kind of backed him off. And then I think that as he's gotten better, I think that there's probably more hype coming.
And look, Miami's having a nice year. Kansas is maybe having a disappointing year. I don't think that they are. I think they're having just kind of what we thought year, but it's a tough day. That does it for us here on Sports Daily. Safe travels back to Wichita there, TJ, after a night of Monday Night Football in Kansas City.
I will. So some of our friends up in Kansas City said that they're going to rename it the TJ Turnpike because we've been making so many drives to Kansas City lately. So I know it well. I'll probably stop in my usual Casey's and Emporia on the way back, make a pit stop, but ready to get home. Probably going to take a nap.
Yeah, a nap would be good, especially if you stayed up for baseball. Tomorrow we've got Shreyas Lotta on the program. We'll ask him about the decommitment from the football program and, boy, some real buzz around the basketball program right now. So that is on a Wednesday. We will be back. We'll begin to prepare for Chiefs Bills. Not a lot of time to turn that one around either. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for Wyatt Thompson for joining the show. Thanks to all of you. For Max, for TJ, I'm Jacob. See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.